Officials at Salt Lake City's National Weather Service office are telling Utahns what they might have already guessed. It's been an exceptionally warm fall. KUER's Judy Face reports.
Meteorologists say September through November temperatures averaged 60.5 degrees. That's the warmest on record for the weather station near the airport and the second warmest for the state as a whole. Rob Davies is a research and education associate with the Utah Climate Center in Logan. This winter's strong El Nino pattern is like a big wave, he says, and global warming is like an incoming tide.
What we have is a tide is coming in, and we're getting a particular big wave at the same time. And so the water comes further up the beach. In other words, you can expect most locations on the planet to have substantially warmer temperatures when you've got these two things coinciding.
The trend has important implications for Utah's water, since the warming's been especially strong in the spring and the fall, when the mountains are storing northern Utah's water supply. Utah's average temperature has been increasing about 0.7 of a degree over the last four decades or so. Davies says that's 1.5 times more than the U.S. as a whole.
Because El Nino is so important to the global energy balance, 2015 is almost certain now to break the previous global temperature record, which was set last year. So no pause in global warming.
Utah is also expected to break temperature records for the year. Meanwhile, the National Climate Prediction Center says the El Nino could stick around and keep temperatures warm through spring. Judy Face, KUER News.